Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times on 730 WTNT, The Truth. And we're going to kind of update a story that this man was responsible for quite some time ago. Jim McElhatton, investigative reporter here at the Washington Times, deals with the story of Joe Biden collecting government money. For what?
To pay the rent. Secret Service lives at a little cottage on his property in Delaware, but they have to pay $2,200 per month. And apparently he's the first ever protectee that actually is paid rent by the agency that, you know, essentially protects him and his family.
Now, I know as a result of this story earlier, he took a little heat.
Mm-hmm.
And the White House, did they have any comment on it at that time?
The only thing they said then and now is that this was an existing rental property. That's all we're getting from the White House.
Okay. So there was pressure applied to Biden, I'm sure, to say, look, can't you just give him a free pass? It's the government. Things are tough these days. What happened along that front? Obviously nothing, right?
Well, we first reported this story back in July after we noticed, I think it was $13,000 in purchase orders that the Secret Service had approved. So we did the story. There was a good bit of discussion on, you know, whether the Secret Service ought to have to pay rent to stay on his property. And so since then, we had sort of been keeping an eye to see if there would be any future payments. And sure enough, just a couple of days ago, we see a $26,400 purchase order. So this is, double what he had gotten before. And this represents Secret Service says he's not getting all this at one time, but this represents their plans to keep paying him for another year. So, and if you do the math, it equals $2,200 per month. So he's not raising the rent.
That's nice of him.
Yeah,
that's nice. All right, but his claim is, look, I'm not making super huge money like Barack Obama and like many others in the Senate, as an example. We've got lots of millionaires working for the government in Congress and in the House, rather, and the Senate. He's not one of those guys, he claims.
Well, this property, his mother lived in this property for some time. She passed away in 2010, and after that, Vice President Biden approached the Secret Service about renting this property because before the Secret Service would have agents stay in apartments nearby.
Mm-hmm.
They declined. So he got a private tenant in there. They were living there less than a year. They moved out. The Secret Service reconsidered and moved in. So it's not as if this property had been, generating huge amounts of cash for a significant period of time. The Secret Service has never, complained about having to pay this. Nonetheless, you're right. He's not paid. He doesn't earn $1.8 million like the president did last year, mostly through his book sales. Mm-hmm. I think his income was around $350,000 or something like that.
No, you can't live on that, not in this day and age.
Sure. I think there's a couple of perks with the job.
So, yeah, I would think, too. Rental income, has he claimed that in the past?
He disclosed, I believe it was about $11,000 in rental income in 2010, no rental income in 2009. So when he files his tax returns next time, we expect to see that figure to be significantly higher.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks for the update on the story. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy.
Jim McElhatton, investigative reporter here at the Washington Times.